The Australian Bureau of Statistics has confirmed that cyber hackers have recently attempted to break through its security systems to get hold of potentially market-sensitive information. While the ABS says none of the attempted attacks were successful, there are growing concerns that intelligence about Australia's economy is being eyed by either governments or individuals abroad. I'm joined in the studio now by our business editor, Peter Ryan. Peter, good morning. What sort of information were these hackers after?
Well, Tony, this comes from a Freedom of Information request by the Australian Financial Review, and according to that, the ABS has been targeted by hackers over the past 4 years, including 11 occasions over 7 months in 2012. Now, it's believed the hackers would have been looking for top secret information about the direction of Australia's economy, market-sensitive information that's released at exactly 11:30 Eastern, so no one gets an edge. This would include official data on employment, inflation, gross domestic product, retail sales, building approvals and the like. Now, the official results have the potential to push the Australian dollar higher or lower, so any security breach would put the person or persons holding the information in the position of taking a very big bet while knowing the outcome and potentially making millions.
This is, I imagine, a very big concern for the government. What has the ABS had to say?
Well, the ABS says it takes its security very seriously, but that to date there have been no successful cyber intrusions that have compromised its data. But perhaps more disturbing, the ABS says it's subject to numerous cyber intrusions every day. And as a matter of course, all attempted cyber intrusions are passed on to the Cyber Security Operations Centre at the Defence Signals Directorate. Also, because the intrusions were stopped, the ABS says it can't determine what the hackers were ultimately after. But regardless, the ABS says its security plan is reviewed every year. One of the activities is known as a logical and physical penetration test, and all this is keeping about one, two, or maybe three steps ahead of the hackers.
The ABS is not the first institution holding top secret information to be targeted either, is it?
Well, that's right. In addition to the ABS, the Reserve Bank confirmed earlier this year that it was hit with a cyber attack in late 2011. That was thwarted, but if successful, potentially sensitive information could have been exposed. That sparked a security crackdown at the RBA after what's known as a malicious payload almost got through targeting RBA staff. Now, while the RBA security wasn't compromised on that occasion, there are concerns that foreign governments or individuals using special software pose a major threat to government institutions, and that includes central banks.
Our business editor, Peter Ryan, thank you as always.